You're listening to SBS News.
2 years ago, Andrew Reynolds was in his kitchen in Geelong when he suddenly collapsed.
About 6:30 at night, I was putting some dishes away and I just fell on the floor and I couldn't get up, couldn't move my right arm or my right leg. And then my partner came out and I called to her and said that I've either had a stroke or a heart attack, and she rang the ambulance.
He was 60 at the time and suffered a stroke. He was taken to the local hospital where he received a blood thinning agent. He was then taken to Melbourne for surgery. Just 6 hours after he collapsed, he was on the phone telling his wife he was okay.
My doctor, he said if it had happened 10 years ago, I wouldn't have had the outcome that I've got now. I've continued back onto work for 12 months and I've just retired, able to drive. Do exercise.
A stroke occurs when blood flow to the brain is blocked by a clot. The use of the combined treatments, the blood-thinning drug and surgery, was the focus of an international study of 300 patients from New Zealand, Australia, China and Vietnam. Professor Peter Mitchell from the Royal Melbourne Hospital took part in the study. He says the study was important because not all stroke patients globally are receiving both treatments.
Although both are seen as combined therapy and that was the gold standard, there was a drift towards wanting to stop using the blood thinning agent.
But the study reaffirmed the best way to treat stroke was by using both the blood thinning drug and the surgery.
This was the final piece of information that should go towards creating guidelines for stroke treatment. As of now, it will put to bed the idea that you should not give the blood thinning drug, you should give both therapies, and that will become enshrined as the guidelines we anticipate.
The study also found ethnicity can play a role in determining how well a person responds to medication. It found 55% of people that were only treated with surgery had a good outcome, compared to 61% who had the blood-thinning drug as well. But for the Asian patients, the benefits of receiving both treatments were even clearer. 34% of Asian patients who only had the procedure had a good outcome, compared to 57% who had both treatments. Here's Professor Brendan Yan, who was also part of the research team.
We're all governed by our genes, so we're dealt a set of cards, so we can only play with a set of cards that we're dealt with. We now know that in Asian patients, there are certain medications that they take which actually works better than in non-Asians. So we think this is a finding that we'd like to investigate further, and it also gives us a foundation from which we can investigate this finding.
Sean Wales, SBS News.